Welcome to the Resilience is Everything podcast. Let's crack the resilience code. Let's transform your challenges into opportunities. The truth is, leaders are discovered in times of crisis. And now your host, international keynote speaker and best-selling author, Rene Gadafori.
Hi, this is Rene Gadafori. If your life looks like it's like a treadmill, you are running really, really fast, but you are not making progress, I'm going to show you how to change that. Have you ever seen people who are not one quarter as smart as you are, and yet they are living your dream? They are doing extremely well while you continue to be on the treadmill, running really fast, but you are not making progress. Do you see what I mean? Now, the question is, are those people lucky? Do they have special connections or resources? Are they more intelligent or brighter than you are? And the answer is no. That's not the case. In fact, I'm going to show you how to be just as lucky. I'm going to show you how to be just as intelligent. I'm going to show you how to actually attract the right connections and resources in your life. It's not that hard, right? There are four things that must happen that you must do consistently in order to get the same results those people are getting. Are you ready? Now, number one is, first, this is the obvious. You must know what you want. I know it sounds like a cliche. I know you have been hearing it for a long time, but please just hear me out. You have to really know what you want very clearly. I mean, it has to be clear. It cannot be fuzzy for you. You can't just, you know, say, I want something. That doesn't mean anything to anybody. Why do you have to know specifically and clearly what you want? It's because people cannot help you if they don't know what you want. They cannot offer you assistance. What you need to do, you need to write down exactly what you want. The best part of it is the more you are writing, the more that thing becomes clear to you. And once you know what you want, you write it down, you start a force in motion, and that force begins to attract the right people or resources your way. Do you see what I mean? You've got to know what you want. I meet so many people, and when you ask them the question, they're kind of like, they don't really know. They have a vague notion, right? But they don't really know what they want. This is not a conceptual thing. This is not, you know, a concept. This is a fact. If you don't know what you want, how will you know when you get it? If you can pray all you want, but if you don't tell God what you want, do you see what I mean? All right. So know what you want and write it down. Please do this for yourself. Write it down. I promise you, it's like magic, right? Number two, be the best at what you do. All right. It is said that it takes about 10,000 hours of relentless practice before you actually become a master at anything. How many hours have you invested in your field? That is to say, learning the field. When I started in the speaking arena, right, I didn't know anything about speaking. I did not even know about Toastmasters. I didn't know anything whatsoever. I was a doorman at the hotel, remember? And so what did I do? I invested a lot of countless hours learning all the aspect of starting a business as a speaker. And I had to learn about marketing. Well, the first thing, because that's the number one thing. I had to learn about selling, which is there's a difference between marketing and selling. I had to learn about copywriting. I had to learn about the internet, right? Search engine optimization. I had to learn about comedy, how to be funny on stage. So I had to read all the books and watch a lot of comedians and learn about timing, about punchline, and I had to learn about storytelling. I studied storytelling so much, right? Now I can really take any business and show them how to, you know, find the genesis, the story, all right, in order to really explode the business. But that's for another time, another video. But the point is, I study storytelling. I study platform mechanics. I studied how to actually deliver a presentation with power, with how to have how to be present on stage, and all the aspects of speaking and also of running a speaking business. Do you see what I mean? Countless hours. Here's what I want to say. When I said be the best, that doesn't necessarily mean you are the best. What that means is, as far as you know, you are the best. As far as I know, nobody that I know spend more hours working on my craft, right? In fact, a lot of people who started when I started, they quit, right? Because they didn't really have the knowledge, the know-it-all to really make it in the speaking industry. You see my point? Because you have a college degree, that's not enough. Because you read a few books, no, things are changing rapidly. You have to continue reinvesting time, learning and mastering your field so that you can say, as far as you know, you are the best. Make sense? Okay. Number one, know what you know. Know exactly what you want. That is. Number two, be the best at it. And number three, get in the game. I know you know what you want, okay? Okay. Let's assume you know what you want. You are the best at it. But that's not enough. You got to get in the game. Many years ago, I remember my friend Jerry gave me a tennis racket and some tennis balls. And I put them in the trunk of my car. Eventually, I put them in the garage. But I can move them around. I can actually look at them for the next 20 years, would that make me a tennis player? The answer is no. That would not make me a tennis player. When do I become a tennis player? When I get in the game I play. I'm saying that because there are so many people, I call them the I'm gonna people. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, but they never do anything. You know, people do not respect you for what you are going to do. They respect you for what you did. Stop telling people what you are going to do. Get in the game, do the things you are supposed to do, and then tell them what you did. All right? So, know what you want, be the best, and get in the game. And here is the holy grail of success. This is it. This is it. Number four. Do the uncomfortable. For years, psychologists have been studying the major difference between successful people and unsuccessful people, or failures. Do you know what they discover? It's very simple. They discover that successful people do the things that unsuccessful people don't like to do. Huh. Let's look at it this way. Successful people do not like to do the same thing failures do not like to do. But guess what? They do them anyway. Now, I don't really enjoy calling strangers on the phone trying to get a speaking engagement. A lot of rejections. People don't return my calls. They don't want to take my calls and they don't return my emails. But you know what? That's exactly what I have to do in order to make it in the speaking industry. Most people feel uncomfortable doing those things, but I feel uncomfortable just like them, but I have to do them. Do you see? go to the gym sometimes, and I go running sometimes. And as a runner and a guy who go to the gym, do you think I really enjoy going to the gym? Basically, I go to the gym because I go hurt myself. It doesn't feel good, but guess what? I psych myself. I really talk myself into enjoying it. That's all it is. Do the things that most people around you would not do, and you will have the things that they would not have. It's not that hard. So when you wake up tomorrow, here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at the things that you feel uncomfortable doing and do them anyway, because usually that's where your success will come from. Do you see what I mean? Let me recap so I can end this video. Number one, know what you want. Don't just intellectually know it. Please write it down, right? Number two, be the best. I want you to go anywhere in any field or wherever you go and look at people and say, I know I spend more time learning and studying and practicing my craft than anyone around me. That's what I did. Some of my friends would be going to the movies and they'd be going to parties, but no, not me, because I was so focused on learning business, on learning the aspect of speaking. You see? All right, be the best. As far as you know, you are the best. Okay? Number three, get in the game. Stop talking about it. Stop telling people you are going to do it. Just do it. Go out later and say what you did instead of what you are going to do. And number four is the men thing when it comes to success. Do the things that most people are not willing to do. And every time you see them, you smile and you know, hey, I did something today that they would never feel comfortable doing and they would not do because they don't like to do those things. And I do them because I want to have what they don't have. All right? Hey, this is Rene Godofroy. If you enjoy this podcast, why don't you give it some kind of rating or a thumb up in iTunes or Stitcher? And don't forget to subscribe.
You've been listening to the Resilience is Everything podcast. If you enjoyed this segment, subscribe for more. Leave a rating. Also, to contact us or book Rene to speak at your event, go to www.resilienceiseverything.com.